Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My name's Poppy Hillstead. Do you like gravel?
This is a podcast where I go into chat rooms and then me and a couple of fellas act out the conversations I've had. That's it. Let's get on with it. Real conversations. Re-enacted. For you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Poppy Hillstead's entered the chat is back. What a first series, eh? Rank AF. But we did it. And you're back for more? Or maybe you've just stumbled across the second series and you don't even know what a goblin vagina is yet. But, you know, let me explain to you. So basically, I go into chat rooms and I have real conversations with real people. And then me and my buddies reenact the conversations, especially for you at home. So, theme of this episode, right, is going to be aliens and shit. The paranormal. The grey ones, the little leathery ET ones with the glowing hearts and glowing fingers and stuff. Ghosts. The unexplained. Yeah, I've always wondered what it would be like to meet an alien. I might just pop my head into a bog standard sex chat room and find out for myself. Do you want to come with me? Let's do it. Let's get on with it.
Bog standard sex chat room.
Right. Yeah, I'm in the bog standard sex chat room, so I'm just gonna type, "Hey guys, anybody want to roleplay with me as an alien?" Alberto Bullsack, 1981, has entered the chat.
Hi, I'll play an alien visitor for you.
Okay, brilliant. Right, I'll set the scene. My name's Louise. I'm in my 20s, gorgeous body. I'm not particularly confident, and I've always felt like an outsider. I'm in bed, fast asleep, wearing a little crop top and a thong. I've left the window open a little bit.
I'm at the window looking in, eyes staring at you as you sleep. How alien do you want me to be?
About 85%-ish alien.
Okay, I beam into your bedroom.
The window was open. I'm still fast asleep. What do you do?
I levitate the duvet. To look at your thong.
You levitate the duvet and it lifts up to reveal me sleeping soundly, with my crop top ridden up a little bit to reveal a tit.
Very hot.
I'm still asleep. What do you do?
I slide silently into bed behind you.
What do you look like as an alien, by the way?
Six-foot human-like, but weird... Six-foot human-like, but weird face.
Okay. Anything else? What's the face like?
Humanoid, big chest, tall and muscular. Two cocks. Face has got bulging eyes.
Oh wow, two cocks.
Yes, one on top of the other.
What else do you look like?
I can make my skin change colour.
Okay, what colour should we go for?
You choose.
I think all the colours. Like always changing like a disco.
Sure.
Okay, amazing. So I'm still asleep and you've just slipped into the bed.
I slide my arms around your back. My cold skin wakes you.
I slowly open my eyes to the whole room going crazy with lights and colours. I look around to see you and I'm absolutely terrified. I start to scream.
Shh, it's okay, Earth Girl.
As I scream, I push the covers back to reveal the two cocks and continue screaming.
I'm an alien from another planet.
Right.
I look you all over. Are all Earth Girls as sexy as you?
Oh, no they're not, I say coyly. I blush. I try and pull my crop top down a bit as I smirk and bat my eyelashes. I try not to look at the two cocks too much, but they keep catching my eye.
They start to get harder.
So, what's the name of your alien species?
We are the Gwerks.
Oh, wow. The Gwerks. Why do you visit Earth?
I've come to impregnate an Earth Girl to carry my baby.
Jesus Christ, why?
We have no females left on our planet. I have selected the fittest specimen I can find.
So what's happened to all the Gwerk females?
They were wiped out in the war to stop us reproducing.
God, what an awful thing to happen. I am so sorry. It's so hot. Got any other alien features I should know about?
Yes, I have an invisible finger that can extend. Yes, I have an invisible finger that can extend.
Okay.
I can control your mind and make you feel anything I want.
Please demonstrate.
Okay, you feel as though your breasts are being fondled, but when you look down, no one is fondling.
How interesting. Yes, I say as I bite my lip.
You are a very sexy Earth Girl.
And you're a very sexy Gwerk. What's your name, sexy alien?
I am Puerkatus, but you can call me Phil.
Okay, Phil. Well, shall we save your species?
My two cocks grow hard.
I grab both your alien dicks and kiss your neck.
Rainbow colours glow where you kiss.
That's really nice.
It is. Yeah, I know. You taste amazing. Will you go down on me, Phil?
Yes, of course.
What do you call that in your language?
Kamalara.
I lay back.
Without using my hands, I move your thong aside. My lizard tongue slides inside you.
Oh, yes. I moan loudly, but then I cover my mouth. Sorry, I don't want my flatmate to hear. He has a job that you're not going to like.
Oh, what's that?
Well, okay, he's an FBI agent, Phil. When he first moved in, he was a normal nice guy. But as time has gone on, he's got more and more obsessed with finding this evil alien species that killed his family.
Oh no. Well, that's not me.
Yeah, your species don't sound like that. You're all about love.
Exactly. One of my fingers extends and slides into your bum.
Yes. Oh, shit! Bang, bang, bang. There's banging at the door.
Ignore that.
Louise, I heard a moan. As I've been telling you for years, the alien species that kill my family, they're also trained in the art of female pleasure. The two are unrelated, but I just need to check that there's no alien in there.
I didn't kill his family. We are loving.
Phil, make us both go invisible with your finger now. Quickly, before he comes in. The door bursts open. A muscular 7 foot tall FBI agent walks in his dressing gown. Louise? He walks around the creaking floorboards. I hold my breath and I cover your mouth or gills. I'm terrified. I don't want him to find you.
We're safe, don't worry. We're invisible. My hand warms on your panties.
The agent walks slowly around the room, inspecting things. He sits down on my computer chair and stares out at the open window. It seems that you're out, Louise. It's a shame. I really needed somebody to talk to. Since that hot alien killed all my family, I've just not felt the same. The agent starts to cry into his hands.
Don't cry, please.
What are you doing, Phil? Hello? Who's there? The agent bellows. He pounces on top of you. We are revealed in all our naked glory.
We are a loving species. It wasn't us who killed your family. It was an...
He thinks he does protest too much. First thing he says.
Straight away.
Oh, God. Let me try that again.
We are a loving species. It wasn't us who killed your family. It was another species.
I can recognise that rainbow-coloured skin and extended finger anywhere. It was you. You killed my wife and 7 kids that night 25 years ago.
No!
You used telekinesis to get a space rock to blow up our house, you goddamn bitch.
That was my twin.
What? We both gasp.
I am loving, but my twin hates humans. Our species is love, but my twin started to hate humans when they murdered his wife. I smile gently to reassure you.
What a twist. What was your twin's name?
His name was Turt.
Okay, I believe you. If it really was Turt, I won't stop searching to kill the guy.
I can take you to him if you can let me be alone with Louise.
You know what, Quirk? I'd really like that. Your kindness and compassion has proved that you're not the evil alien that I thought you were. Can I watch you and Louise?
No.
Real conversations. Reenacted. For you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Bloody hell. Wow. Okay, yeah, that was intense. Phil the alien there. Two cocks. Rainbow-coloured skin. I quite like him. Become attached. Do you know what? I think I need to go a bit more, like, hardcore. I reckon I need to go into, like, a proper paranormal chat room and talk with some people who've actually had some really weird experiences and stuff. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that, yeah. Let me try and find one. Oh, here we go. This looks good. Bit spooky, bit creepy. Cloacal Kiss, 1968. Hello.
Yo.
So, are you into paranormal stuff? It's interesting, isn't it? What kind of stuff do you like?
Experiencing kind of stuff.
How do you mean? Like experiencing, like aliens and stuff?
Yes. Near the wood behind my fence.
Alright. What's going on there then?
I never investigated, but night times it sounds like screaming howl of wolves and sudden chillness runs in the kitchen. Sometimes I saw a big bald buddy running in the forest.
Well, hang on a minute. What, just like a big bald bloke?
I can't say exactly, but like 7 to 8 feet. 1.5 times fence height.
Hang on, what? What, some big bald bloke is just legging it through the forest?
I think it's some sort of alien.
Yeah, isn't it just someone fancying a run?
He's way too fast to be a human.
How fast is he running?
All fours, like fast as tennis balls in tennis court, like that fast.
Fucking hell. That's fast on all fours. I tried proper going fast on all fours like a few years ago, and yeah, it's so difficult. Is he like nude? Does he not have no clothes on?
Can't say, but never seen anything like that. So can say maybe.
Right. Okay. I'm fascinated. Does he see that you're watching or anything?
We have talked to forest rangers next day. They say not to mention it anywhere, but you can understand. It's chilling, dreadful.
Yeah, that's genuinely quite scary.
He seems to visit for garbage food, maybe. I can't tell you much, but he sometimes often appears in nighttime in the backyard's back part, looking in the sky. One thing to mention, his smell is very awful.
Right, what does he stink of?
Can't say exactly, but a dead bear-like smell. I know such smell area is populated with grizzlies.
Right, let me just get this right. So this bloke's legging it around on all fours, faster than a tennis ball, got no t-shirt on, running around the place where bears are. This bloke's nuts, or it's an alien that's lucky enough to look like us, but has just got Earth completely wrong. Yeah, he can't be doing this.
Yeah, after his first appearance reported by neighbors.
I mean, like, if I was him, I'd sign up some kind of, like, housing benefits help or something. You can get help, but it's, like, it's easy to slip through the net. I've been there. Sorry, go on.
We were restricted to inner forests.
Oh, God.
Like they're hiding something.
Oh, right. What could they be hiding though?
Also, children often go missing. They usually find their clothes only.
Nicking kids, leaving their clothes, not even wearing the clothes. This is crazy.
I think I've spoke a lot. What about you?
I live in the UK, so there have been quite a few weird experiences. I don't understand the weird things I've seen. I don't like taking the piss out of people too much and I want to believe them, so I'll tell him some real things that have happened to me. Like, I was digging in the garden once, right? And I found a tiny, adult-sized skeleton. It's just like an adult-sized skeleton, like a pixie or something. Do you know the film The Burrowers?
No.
It was like a burrower's skeleton. Anyway, just like a pixie's skeleton in the mud. And I was going to call the police and everything, because I thought I'd discovered a fairy species or something, and I got all the family to come and look at it, and everyone's freaking out.
That sounds like a mutant science experiment gone wrong.
Well, then my mum, she turned it over, and then it said on the back, "Made in China." And it turned out it's just a toy from Halloween. Yeah, I felt humiliated. I weren't a kid or anything, I was in my 20s.
No, that's a very messed up mutant for sure.
Okay, here's another thing. Do you have Little Chef where you live?
No.
It's a fast food restaurant like McDonald's. I think it might have gone bankrupt, but we have it in the UK. And it has like this mascot that's like a little chef.
So did you hear it?
Well, no. You're not going to believe me, but me and my mate were sitting in a room at night, and I have no idea how to explain this, but it just popped its head out of the wardrobe and went strolling along the floor. Yeah, we were screaming our heads off. I got no idea how to explain it. I feel almost embarrassed telling you about it.
We? How many peoples?
Just me and my mate.
Oh.
Obviously yours is more scarier than mine. Have you seen anything else weird?
Sometimes stairs do creak like someone is walking, but that's dealable.
Of course. Yeah, the bulb like thing must be the most pressing issue.
According to one hunter who had encountered it already, one time says bullets are useless.
Okay, I'd better go in a minute, but, you know, I hope you're able to stop the bulb guy and save the children.
No problem. Please pay Massachusetts a visit if you get some time.
You know what? I might do. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Poppy's best friend, Linda. We were in my bedroom. I don't know how old we are, probably about 14 or 15. And I remember being lied down, and the room was like a little bit dark. But then seeing this small white figure run past the cupboard. For some reason it seemed to have like a really cliche chef hat on. I'd say it was probably a few inches big. It's a bit scary really. Me and Poppy sort of looked at each other because she'd seen it as well, and we were a bit scared.
I'm getting out of it. It's genuinely scaring the shit out of me. Like, I've never liked any weird stuff like aliens or anything like that. You know what? Aliens in general. Like, if I was Elliot, I would have snapped E.T.'s neck in an instant and handed him into the FBI. Like, I can't be dealing with that shit. It's too much. It stresses me out. I tell you what, let's just go to a bog standard sex chat room and talk about ghosts or something.
Hey, gorgeous. How's your weekend?
It's been okay. I thought I saw a ghost, though. How about you?
What, really? When was that?
Yesterday. It was proper scary.
Wow. That your first time?
Yeah. Yeah, it was of that guy, the actor. I can't remember his name.
Oh, really? You saw him close then?
Yeah. Dick Van Dyke. From Mary Poppins. It was mental.
Yes. Where did you see him?
Right, I was getting changed in my bedroom, and the door opened, right? And I saw him and he goes, "Oh, Christ, sorry," like that. And he tries to look away, and then he just quickly shuts the door and just runs off. And I'm stood there like, what the hell? That was Dick Van Dyke. And I felt like a cold chill and everything.
Lucky guy, lol.
I was a bit annoyed, but terrified at the same time. Because, you know, he could have knocked or something. But yeah, I felt a chill. It was creepy as fuck.
No, that's not fair of him. I hope you were dressed, lol.
No, I was nude.
Wish I was the ghost, lol.
Seriously though, right? I'm being serious. It wasn't just embarrassing. I was also like super scared. I didn't know ghosts were actually like real and stuff. I don't want people thinking I'm just bullshitting, okay?
Yeah, that definitely is creepy. I don't think you're bullshitting. Did he stare at you?
Yeah, he looked me up and down real quick. He looked a bit grossed out and then he just buggered off. It wasn't sexy, you know, it's just scary.
I'm sorry that happened. Was he naked too?
He could have been, yeah. I didn't see the whole body.
Not well endowed then.
I'm serious, okay? If you really want to know my thoughts on that. Personally, I don't know if ghosts have dicks or anything. But if they did, I imagine Dick Van Dyke, he's probably got something going on down there, hasn't he? Because he's got that whole energy about him and stuff.
You got a pic?
Of him? No. But I could try and see if it happens again.
No, you, lol. I feel jealous he got to see those hard nipples. No. No, you, lol. I feel jealous that he got to see those hard nipples.
How did you know my nipples were hard? Do you know what? I kind of get the impression you don't believe me about all this.
You said you were chilly. I do believe you, and I'm sorry this has happened. It's quite frightening. Just looked him up. He was a handsome chap when he was younger. He looks slightly like me.
Oh, really?
Are you sure you mean Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah, I saw him with my own eyes.
As a ghost, lol.
Yeah.
How can you be seeing a ghost if he's not dead?
He's definitely dead. He died years ago.
He's still active, apparently. 94 years old.
What do you mean?
He's still alive, lol.
He's not.
He is, lol. I think you might have seen someone else.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What the... Do you know what? This is my mum's fault, right? She's always banging on about Dick Van Dyke being dead, and he's definitely not, and I keep forgetting that. Right, I'm going to message Mum. Yeah, Mum, why do you keep telling me that Dick Van Dyke's dead?
Sorry, I'd heard somewhere that he got alcohol poisoning and died.
I've just done a chat room thing with somebody and he's definitely alive.
Wow, I'll carry on drinking then.
Please don't. Oh, that's grim. Jesus. Yeah, we're getting to the end of the episode now. How am I going to sleep tonight after having all these absolutely terrifying chats? You know what? I know what we need. You know what? We need a little song to play us out and lighten the mood. Let's check back in with Cloacal Kiss, 1968. From the paranormal chat room and see if he wants to bash one out with me.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes all we need is a big bold buddy in our lives.
He can eat so fast, he can run so fast, he doesn't care about the last of us.
Is a big bold buddy to hold us close at night.
Stabbing children, eating their skin. I want to see him again, again and again and again.
I don't remember children being stabbed.
Yeah, his legs are long, his legs are strong. Honey, there's something going wrong in the woods at night.
Faster than a tennis ball, faster than my heart's desire, faster than the little chef.
Once you have sampled their delicious cooking.
Faster than a cannonball, I got a big bald buddy in my pants tonight.
Okay, it's took a turn.
Do you have Snapchat?
No, are you going to finish the song?
Okay. Apocalyptic, cryptic eyewitnesses, search parties gone missing, I and you kissing, kill. bald buddy is in the woods tonight.
Big bald buddy is in the woods tonight.
Big bald buddy is in the woods tonight.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.